Legislative Update by Melanie Brunson. This page has one photo, a headshot of Director of Public Relations Melanie Brunson. This month, I have several pieces of legislation to tell you about. These bills are of interest because they concern issues relating to blind and visually impaired Americans. Two of these bills have been introduced by members of Congress. H.R. 2620, the Faster Treatments and Cures for Eye Diseases Act of 2019, establishes a pilot program to stimulate investment in research on treatments and cures for eye diseases by private sector investors. Under this program, investors would be able to purchase eye bonds to help fund medical research deemed viable by the National Institutes of Health. This is a novel approach which, if successful, could greatly increase funding for much-needed medical research. The bill's sponsor is Representative Sanford Bishop of Georgia. The second bill concerns a long-standing problem that primarily affects seniors and people with disabilities who are on Medicare. Since 2008, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has refused to allow Medicare funds to be used to pay for low-vision aids. Since these devices are used for reading and therefore can be used for reading things that are not limited to medical information alone, the agency decided these devices are not, quote, unquote, medical equipment. Thus, Medicare should not pay for them. Since private insurance follows Medicare's lead, they have also refused to cover them. So, seniors who could benefit greatly from these devices are left without the resources to purchase them. H.R. 4129 is a first step in changing this situation. It requires the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to implement a pilot program under which they will allow Medicare to buy low-vision aids for beneficiaries and monitor how many requests they actually approve, as well as how much they actually spend on these devices. The purpose of this demonstration project is to give the agency a realistic idea of how much of a strain such coverage would actually put on the Medicare budget. It is meant to counter the department's fear that covering such devices would cost the program too much. If you are interested in supporting either H.R. 2620, the Faster Treatments and Cures for Eye Diseases Act, or H.R. 4129, the Medicare Demonstration on Coverage of Low Vision Devices Act, you can help. Ask your members of Congress to co-sponsor these bills. They need support from members of both parties in order to get the attention of House leadership. There are also two bills in the Senate that could benefit people who are blind. S. 1241, the Exercise and Fitness for All Act, urges companies to make exercise and fitness equipment that can be used independently by people with visual impairments, and also to make exercise classes and instruction in the use of fitness equipment more accessible. This bill was introduced by Senator Casey of Pennsylvania, and he's looking for other senators to join him in supporting it. Finally, there is a bill in the Senate which, among other things, makes it easier for blinded veterans to obtain grants from the VA to pay for adaptations to their homes which are needed due to their disability. The House of Representatives passed a bill earlier this summer to remove some of the limits the current grant program places on eligibility of veterans who are legally but not totally blind. Now, we're urging the Senate to use this language in their bill and pass the amended legislation. Senator Moran of Kansas has introduced a bill, S. 2022, the Specially Adaptive Housing Improvement Act, which is similar to the bill passed by the House earlier this summer, but it does not include the language that the House bill included to help blinded veterans who need to adapt their homes. We're currently working with the bill's sponsor and the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee to get this bill amended. Once this is done, we urge you to ask your senators to support passage of this bill. Our goal is for this bill to pass both houses by the end of 2019. Those of you who attended the BVA convention may know that by the time you read this, I will no longer be BVA's Director of Government Relations. As of August 30, I am retiring and leaving the Washington area. However, before I close my last update, I want to thank you, the members and friends of BVA, for the privilege of serving you these past few years. It has been a pleasant honor to know and work with you. Thank you for the privilege and thank you for your service. I wish each of you and the Blinded Veterans Association all the best.